encouraging, inspiring, and empowering mothers on their parenting journey. Welcome to the Oh Baby podcast. Being a mum can be overwhelming and unrelenting, we know. Each episode, we'll be bringing you the top tips, advice, and words of wisdom from experts and industry leaders to help you navigate your own path. It's the information you can trust. Mama, you got this.
Hello and welcome to the Oh Baby podcast. I'm Angela Harter, founder of Oh Baby, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Plunkett Line clinical leader, mother of four adult children and three grandchildren, Linda Wallace. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you. We, for those of you who haven't, been around for a while, the Oh Baby podcast is back. We're back. We've been delaying this podcast for a couple of weeks now for, you know, lots of, you know, actual real life parenting, mum life stuff. And then the day we decided to record it, I've got a bit of a flu. So just at the tail end, so bear with if there's coughing, if I sound like a frog, I'm okay. Totally. I'm in my own bubble. There's no one else here. I'm not going to get anyone else. And so we're between calls on a Zoom meeting. Where are you based, Linda?
Yeah. I'm based in Wellington.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. There's lots of good distancing there between us.
Perfect. No super spreaders here today.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Lovely to meet you. So you've got a long history with Plunkett yourself. Tell me more about you.
Yeah, so I started working for Plunkett, Whanaupina Plunkett, back in 2000, end of 2000. I started out in the community, working as a Plunkett nurse in the community for a couple of years, and then went to Plunkett Line. And around 2007, I took a year off and went and had to go at Healthline. They sort of had a well child line going there at the time, so I spent 12 months working there and then decided that Whanaupina Plunkett was actually where my heart was. So came back and have been here ever since. Really enjoy it, enjoy the job that I do. And I've been in the clinical leader role, so supporting the nurses for about 7 years now, and just recently in the acting manager's role for Plunkett Line.
Oh, wow. Go you.
Yeah.
Go girl. step up. That's awesome. So April is the month that we are celebrating the Plunkett Line 30-year birthday.
Yes.
Just as a little bit of a spiel about it from my end, because, I didn't realise now that I've kind of, we're doing this podcast, I've done a little bit more research, it was like, oh, my gosh, like, 30 years, that's amazing. It takes over 100,000 calls every year. It's available 24/7 as a parenting service for whānau and families and caregivers for under fives. Listeners, just so you know, the phone number for the Plunkett Line is 0800 933 922. I feel like I'm one of those, you know, those direct marketing 0800 933 922. The thing is, what you get at the other end of that line is flipping awesome.
Yes, it's not a buy one get one free.
It's not a buy one get one free, but you'll get peace of mind, you'll get advice, you'll feel listened to, you'll feel heard, you'll feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone, someone's there to help me. Oh, that's pretty special. And you get to talk to a registered nurse, and you don't need mobile data, and you don't need to be in Plunkett,
No, that's right. So anyone where, you know, the, I guess, 0800 number for all under fives. So you don't need to be a Plunkett client to use us. We're happy to help support anyone who's got questions or concerns about their, you know, puppy under five.
Oh, beautiful. That's so good. So I hear you have staff around the country. How does that work?
Yeah, so we've got three main call centres. So we've got a call centre in Wellington and then two in Auckland, one in Takapuna on the North Shore, and then one in Westfield over in South Auckland. And then we also have staff who work from home, so they've got an office set up at home, and we've got them all throughout the country. And I'd love to be able to travel around and spend time with each of them. I think that would be amazing. We've got staff in Alexandra down south, Dunedin, Christchurch, right up to the far north in the North Island. So yeah, spread far and wide. If they've got a good internet connection, then you know they can do the job.
Yeah, I feel like, because I remember having talked to Steph, who's also one of your Plunket line nurses. She's at home mum as well, so it's kind of like feeding into, you know, the ethos of, you know, being good for families. So you're working in with family life and.
Absolutely, absolutely. It works really well, and yeah, we've got different shift times, and yeah, so it works for, you know, for the staff. And we have a good range of staff. So we've got younger staff, you know, like Steph, who are going through their parenting journey, you know, at the moment, right through to sort of older staff who are perhaps sort of, you know, winding up their nursing career, and yeah, and everyone in between.
Yeah, that sounds so good. So good. And you have nurses that can speak in other languages too. How does that work?
Yeah, we do. So we've got some nurses who speak different dialect for mainly the Indian cultures at the moment. But anyone who rings in who has English as a second language and would like to speak in their native tongue, then if we haven't got a staff member on who can speak that language, then we'll use the interpreting service. So that's never a barrier to be using us. We will arrange for those interpreters at our cost. And yeah, we're absolutely there to support the families.
That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that. So yeah, that's so helpful. Sorry. Hopefully that will be the only one. So if I was to call Plunket Line on 0800 933 922, what would that look like?
Yeah, so all our nurses that work on Plunket Line are registered nurses. So Plunket nurses are registered nurses, and then they do an extra year postgraduate study in child and family well health to then become a well health nurse or a Plunket nurse. So your phone's answered by a registered nurse or a Plunket nurse. And look, they're there to talk about anything or listen about anything. You know, anything that the parents want to ring and talk to us about, we're there. We're happy to listen. We're happy to support. We can direct you. We can find some further information if that's what you need. We can refer you to other services. It is about what you need at that particular time. So it can be about anything. Don't hesitate to call.
So what would a referral look like? Like, could there be something where it's like, oh, you probably need a lactation consultant. Yeah. We can arrange one through your local Plunket or?
Yeah. Well, actually, lactation consultants, we've got them with Plunket Line as well. So currently what we're now doing is video conferencing support with our lactation consultants. So we have a group of trained lactation consultants or lactation specialists who are very specialised in their work around breastfeeding mums. And you can have a video session one-on-one free with them to help support or answer any questions around breastfeeding. And we're also offering it around sleep support. And for anyone who's been through the parenting journey, you know, I think everyone's had those nights and days where your baby just will not settle and won't go to sleep. So we've got staff on who are really skilled at doing sleep support, and they can do them over video conferencing as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, amazing services.
Yeah, it's like your own baby whisperer.
Yeah. Okay,
yo, help me sleep. I mean, my baby sleep.
Sleep now. We all need it. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. In those sleep-deprived hours.
Yeah.
I just remember being so desperate. So desperate. Yeah. It's like, I love sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, you know, that's the time to ring. Reach out. You know, the support's always there. You don't have to feel like you're alone. You know, and, yeah, like, absolutely no judgment. Like, everyone goes through it. We all went through it as parents. You know, and we're there to support everyone. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Feels very Like someone's there to just
Yeah.
Back. So
Yeah.
what are some of the issues that you're getting calls about on Plunket Line? Breastfeeding,
Yeah.
sleep.
Yep. Look, breastfeeding and sleep are probably our two biggest calls. We talk at the moment, we've got sort of winter ills and chills are starting to come in slightly earlier this year. So we triage our sick and symptomatic babies as well. So, you know, if your child's unwell, ring us. We can, you know, triage, give you a plan as to what to do, help give you some guidance around looking after your baby or children while they're unwell. Yeah, and then sort of, you know, behaviour, toilet training for sort of the older children, just supporting parents with that, giving them some ideas to try. Yeah.
Now, I had noted, I think I heard from someone that you also do like the starting solids advice and that kind of thing over the phone.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. So again, you know, if you're not sure, you know, what, where, when, how, where do we start, at what age, what do we give? Yeah, give us a phone call because, you know, the nurses are there. They're happy to help support, answer all your questions. And look, and if you need a follow-up call, you know, in a week's time just to see how it's all going, you know, we do that as well. So we might sort of come up with a plan together with a family and then say, hey, look, how about in this time next week, we give you a phone back and just touch base and see how it's going. And, yeah, we can make amendments if we need to or, yeah, leave you to it.
You know, one thing that I'm thinking about is like maternal postnatal health and taking a call from a mum who's potentially not had the birth that she would have chosen, or maybe that was a little bit traumatizing, or there's postnatal hormones going on, postnatal blues or depression. You know, are those the calls that you're taking and can kind of, you know, move through to next steps?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, looking after sort of maternal mental health, but also, you know, family adjustment to parenting, because that's really big. And like, you know, it can be both parents. So, you know, both parents in the house might be struggling, you know, to adjust to that whole thing around parenting. And yeah, we're here to listen. And again, you know, we can listen, we can help support, we can help guide you and refer you to other agencies that might be around. And again, you know, there's no limit to how many times you can call us, or, you know, we might talk to you in the morning, ring you back that night, see how it's going. We might ring you the next day. You might ring us the day after that. You know, we will touch base with the families as often as they need us. And sometimes in those early weeks, it might be really frequently because there isn't anyone else for that particular family unit. And we'll do that, but we know that that will taper off. Like they will, things will come right. It will settle down. Those horrible hormones will, you know, settle, get into place. And mum and dad, or, you know, the parents will then just be able to get on with it and they won't need us as much. And that's great. That's what we're there for. We're to fill that gap that just seems to come.
That's such an important service. And it really is for me. I was just thinking, you know, the number of kind of mums and dads who have, you know, family outside of their own, you know, city, and kind of don't have a huge support network around them. First timers don't know what's hit them. And even second timers, like I remember going from one child to two, that was the biggest shock.
Yeah, it's big, eh? You can parent your kids the same, but no two children are ever going to be the same. They're not going to behave the same. And I think that in itself can be a shock for parents, because you're like, what have I done differently this time around? Like, baby number one slept beautifully. Baby number two doesn't know how to close its eyes. Like, it never sleeps.
Yes. How can I do? Like, I'm trying to feed baby number two, and baby number one is like high demand and jumping on me and wanting food and wanting this. And oh my gosh, now she needs to poop. And it's like, my gosh.
What do you do? But I remember going down to my sister who had her second baby, and I tucked her off to bed and said, look, you go and sleep. I've got the kids. It's fine. fine. I had the toddler and the baby was, you know, feeding the baby a bottle. And then I turned around and the toddler had the dishwashing liquid and was doing it all over the floor. She was getting in it and sliding. She was having a great time. And I just had to sit there and go, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Oh, you know what? She's fine. She's happy. I'll clean that mess up afterwards. The moment I need to feed the baby and sort this baby out. Like,
so as long as it's not toxic chemicals or anything else, dishwashing liquid, go for your life.
She was having a ball sliding around the kitchen floor on it. So, you know, you just have to learn to roll with what happens sometimes.
Sounds like the Plunkett line is really, you know, in terms of my, like, your parenting life, it's kind of like that that number that you can call for reassurance, or, you know, your baby's got a high temperature and, you know, you kind of know, oh, well, if it's just a cold, they'll get through it. But, you know, I know that babies can go downhill. Where is the tipping point? That's what I'd be wanting to call and be like, what is that tipping point? What am I looking for that takes me to go to the hospital now, or the just wait it out, get the temp down, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we've got a really good, robust triage system. And so that's where, you know, if you ring up with your child who's unwell, the nurse will do a triage and then give you that advice. So sort of say, look, you can manage this at home for now. These are the things we want you to either phone us back about or go to the doctor much sooner. But
I remember calling, it might have been Plunkett Line or Healthline, I don't remember, but the triage is just asking lots of questions, isn't it? What temperature is, when it drank, is it drinking, is your baby drinking, you know, that kind of stuff, and inputs and outputs and
And look, sometimes I get it when parents are stressed and tired. Sometimes having to answer all those questions can be really difficult, but we need to ask them because we need to get that clear picture in our head about what's happening with your baby. We can't, you know, we can't see them, we can't have hands on them. So we have to just ask those questions and get as much information as we can so that we give a safe and appropriate outcome.
So understanding the bigger picture so that you can be more specific and where to go. Next steps. That's good. Very good. Awesome. So 30 years is a long time to be offering this service. What has changed and innovated with Plunkett Line over this time? You have alluded to some of it, but
Oh, look, when I first started at Plunkett Line, we had the most basic of basic systems. You know, we didn't have access to a whole lot of information. It was really basic. And now we've got, you know, we've got access to all the latest evidence-based up-to-date information at our fingertips. You know, we're doing Facebook Lives, we do the video conferencing service, we do live chat, so, you know, people can type into Aroha and ask us a question and the nurses will be on the end, you know, replying back to you. So technology has really, really opened up the service for us to communicate with people in so many different ways.
Wow. Yeah. So how many video calls do you guys take in a year, roughly?
So the video, with the video service, it's just started. With the breastfeeding service, we've taken over 1,000, or we've conducted over 1,000 video calls. With the sleep service, that is coming up to sort of 700, in the late 700s. Really, really popular. We've had to sort of contain it a wee bit, so that we can manage it, because we don't want to be sort of booking people in 3 or 4 weeks ahead to have an appointment. Usually if people have got an issue around sleep and breastfeeding, it's right here, right now. So I need the help here now, not 4 weeks' time. So,
Wow. I love the idea that you guys have just that wealth of information at your fingertips, you know, because if baby's presenting with a rash or something, you know, you've got all the right questions and answers to kind of come to like a okay, take it to the hospital, or I don't know,
Yes.
go see the doctor. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You'll probably need a prescription, or you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing with well child or Plunket nurses is that we're trained well child nurses. So we know what the well child looks like. We know, what a normal, healthy development for a child is. So anything that's not within that normal range really stands out for us. So we might not know exactly what it is that's, you know, that's not causing it, but we know that something's not right and that needs to go off and be assessed by a doctor or a paediatrician. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So Plunket Line's like your very own baby consultant. So
Yes.
Feeding, the works, it's amazing. Can you
Yeah.
tell me one or two of your own stories that, of course, that you've taken and have been memorable for you?
Yeah. I mean, one that I shared with wider Plunket recently, it was a weekend shift. It was an evening shift on the weekend, and I myself was pretty tired and had obviously done a lot of sleep calls that night, and I answered the phone with, you know, "Kia ora, welcome to Plunket Line. You're speaking with Linda. Who am I sleeping with, please?" And the dear father down the phone goes, "Poor love, I don't know who you're sleeping with, but you're speaking with Tony." Oh, I was mortified. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's so funny.
And that, look, that family were great. They had a great sense of humour and sort of, you know, we got through the call, and then at the end, you know, we sort of all laughed about it. So we do, you know, we do make sort of little faux pas like that you can't take back at times. But look, it's really, really rewarding and positive when you talk, you know, you answer the phone and you've got a mum there who, you know, is tearful and just absolutely hit a brick wall. You know, she's added, just doesn't know what to do with herself anymore. She's just absolutely beside herself. And spending that time on the phone with her and getting, you know, helping work it through what's going on. And then at the end, for that mum to sort of be able to have a wee laugh with you, or, you know, just to say, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, I've got a plan now, I've got things in place." Or, you know, during the call, you've been able to arrange for someone to come around and be with her. And yeah. So just hearing that change in that mum from the start of your call to the end of your call,
yeah.
It's so rewarding. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
I love that. Gosh, you guys are doing great. Thank you.
That's all right. We do it because we love it. And that's, you know, that's, yeah, we wouldn't be there otherwise. Like, everyone who's on the end of the phones are there because they really enjoy it. It's, yeah, it is a really cool role. And look, it's a real privilege to be there. Like, the families are ringing us. We're not ringing them. They're choosing to ring us. They're choosing to let us in on their parenting journey. And that's, you know, that's pretty special.
Yeah, I see that with, or I feel that with Oh Baby as well. You know, mums have very limited amounts of downtime and time to themselves, and yet here they are buying a magazine, sitting down and reading it. Like, I've got this ethos that, you know, it's EIEIO. It's got to empower, inform, and encourage and inspire Oh Baby readers.
Oh, I love it.
But I guess, you know, it is a privilege, and so everything that we have, you know, is expert driven, it's real stories, it's inspiring, it's got to look beautiful, because this is a little treat. It's our little
absolutely
treat,
you know? It is, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I love that.
Taking
about
that time to pick up that magazine, and it's authentic.
Yeah,
you know, that's the other thing that I really like about your magazine is, you know, everything in it is really authentic.
Oh, thanks.
Right, it's good.
Yeah, thank you. So just to recap, Plunket Line, celebrating 30 years, 100,000 calls a year. 0800 933 922. I know I've sold everybody on that number. There is no need to be selling that number. Everyone's like, I'm writing it down, I'm putting it in my phone right now.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
available 24/7, your own call up helpline, peace of mind, especially when you're sleep deprived. Absolutely sounds amazing. Is there anything else that we want to add about Plunkett Line before we wind up?
Look, just, no question is a silly question and no question is too small. You know, even right down to things like, how do I cook apple for my baby? If you've never stewed up fruit before, then you're not going to know how to do it, and that's fine. You don't need to. We're there. We can help you. We can tell you how to do it. So no question is a silly question. No question is too small. Right? Like, just ring and ask us. We're happy to, we're happy to help talk and, guide people in the right direction.
That's so good. Yeah. So, Linda, at the end of each podcast, I might need to change up the question sometimes because I have the same people and then I'm like, oh, you already answered this. But we'll go with this question because you're my first here. You're the first time here. So at the end of each podcast, I ask our guests, what is one thing you said you wouldn't do as a parent that you totally did?
Oh my goodness.
Or have done.
Like I said to you earlier, look, my children slept in their own beds. They never slept in my bed. It was something that I just couldn't do. My granddaughters that have come along, all three of them have slept in the pee-pee pod in my bed with me. Something that I just never did. And I was very strict with my kids about not doing it. But yet my little granddaughters, I don't know, they've softened me. And, yep, they came. They've all slept in the pee-pee pod beside me. An amazing inventions, those pee-pee pods. Absolutely love them. They're great.
Do you think that that's potentially also because parenting's changed over the years?
Yeah, I think it has. And I think that, lots of things like having, research and study. We know so much more. We're coming up with so many more different ways that we can do things safely. And, like having the baby in bed with you. We've got pee-pee pods, we've got waka-kuras. There's different things that we can use to help keep our babies safe and yet still, have them beside us. Gone are the days of, oh, no, you mustn't do. Today it's more around, okay, so you want to do that. Let's work out a safe way to do it.
Yeah.
So let's, let's come up with something that's going to work for you and your whānau.
Awesome. Hey, it's been so good to chat with you. I'll repeat the number again, 0800 992922. Go Plunkett Line. it's been great to chat. Nice to meet you. Oh,
thank you, Angela. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Oh Baby podcast. If you've found this episode useful and encouraging, make sure to share it with your village so that more mothers can feel empowered. Head to obaby.co.nz for more from us, and don't forget to subscribe. Mama, you got this. Till next time.